M1 and 2 could be heavy, generally just light to moderate activity in the vicinity to continue. Early morning starts 70s to 80. Afternoon high tomorrow to the upper 80s. Good chance of showers and thunderstorms here Friday, and a good chance again some possibly heavy on Saturday. The 80s again Friday and Saturday. Some improving possibly late Sunday, the second half of the holiday weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, well, this is Huck.
And this is Dave, not Clay.
And we are so excited. Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. Today we have another show for you with a lot of information, and it's I like these Liberty or Lockdown Thursday evenings. They're very enjoyable to me. I enjoy listening actually to the callers myself. Do you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, some of the callers are very, very informative. We have a lot of smart people out there. They know what's going on. They can see. They are not deceived. The woke has awakened them, and we are all awakened. Are you, Dave? Has the woke awakened you?
Well, I awoke this morning, but it wasn't having to do with politics. It was just having to do with, I got to get out of bed.
Yeah, but you know what? Liberty or Lockdown is about politics and about Christ and about, let's try and work on our morality, huh? Let's focus on trying to have some morals these days. Morals have gone out the window. Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, everything goes, right? I mean, that's what they say.
And it would be nice, of course, this is our dream and our prayer that the government would also have some morals. Well, we can't do that other than praying for it. But
our governor, morals?
Government, our federal government, our state government, I really don't trust them.
There's no morality in any, I mean, I don't want to say anyone anymore because I believe I have morals. Do you have morals?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I have a moral barometer. It tells me right from wrong all the time. I mean, it's called a conscience. You know, right from wrong. You're not supposed to do wrong when your conscience is telling you, don't do that.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those?
It's so sad, though, to hear politicians say things, and it makes me remember the old statement, how can you tell when a politician is lying?
How?
His mouth is moving.
Oh, now, you know, I agree with that. They do. It seems like lying is the way to get to the top, right? You cannot get your way up to the top. You can't get name recognition.
Yeah.
You cannot obtain a higher status in politics unless you are a liar.
Well, I saw something earlier today. The White House is going to send out surge response teams to battle the virus. Okay, you know, I've followed the statistics ever since March of last year, and Johns Hopkins University every day releases the number of positive tests nationwide, and they include all variants, and the number of positive tests, which you can see, by the way, on libertyorlockdown.live, go to the More tab and click on Mr. Prentice. Every day they release the numbers, and the numbers of positive tests nationwide have dropped more than 95% since January, and they're not going back up. Now, maybe somehow the president or the people working for him can foresee the future, but for right now, they're not going up. So why are we making all of this big deal about saying we're going to send out our rapid response teams, our surge response teams? I think they're still playing politics with people's health and freedom.
Oh, playing politics. Are you kidding me? Right now, they're bribing people for a lottery of, I think, $1 million to go get the COVID vaccine.
Well, I might even do that. I could use $1 million.
Well, you might not make it to, you know, pick it up. So
yeah, that's true.
Might not be wise. Anyway, I want to welcome one of our callers, and let's start this day with a nugget from the Lord. I love this lady. She's an evangelist here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and you will recognize that she is homegrown from her beautiful New Orleans accent. Let's welcome Angel Pastorello on the line. Pastorello, am I saying it right? Angel Pastorello, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, sister. Hi. I love you.
The Lord bless you. We love you, too. So tell us what you got from the Lord. I'm excited.
Oh, one thing that I'm chewing on right now is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. And when fear comes knocking at our door, fear is false evidence appearing real. But faith is forsaken all. I trust him. So when fear knocks at our door, we have to open it by faith and say, you spirit of fear, God has not given you to me, so you better pack your bag and get to stepping, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, because my God has not given me you. He's given me power to overcome, and you are a defeated foe, this I know, so you gotta go, you gotta go, you gotta go, go, go.
Amen. I love that, girl. Right. I think you'll be speaking to some people here, local New Orleans, loves that.
Oh yeah, why don't you run for office?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we need her as a prayer warrior. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Fear is a big thing right now, Angel. Fear is still gripping people. We see people still walking around with masks.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's insane to see them, and it's almost like some type of virtue signaling, like, you know what, I'm smarter than you, so I'm going to wear this mask. I'm above you because I know more than you. Or it's fear, fear, fear. So that is very powerful word that you just gave. People need to have faith and replace it with fear. Thank you, Angel. We'll see you next Thursday because you're going to open up for us with a nugget from the Lord. The Lord bless you, Angel Passarelli.
I love y'all. Be blessed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can still drive down the street and see a bunch of people walking outside with masks on with nobody anywhere near them. What do they think? COVID germs are like a swarm of bees hovering around them waiting to get into their mouth?
Yes.
The nose?
Yes, they must. They must. So anyway, public service. Service announcement. The Women's Republican Club of New Orleans dinner is honoring Representative Ray Gare Fellow July 16th, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie. $47 at the door. You can Venmo Martha Huckabee. And in the memo, write WRCNO, $47, and that'll go for your lunch. Or again, you can pay for it at the door at Andrea's, right?
Be there.
Yes, you don't want to miss this. We're going to have Representative Kathy Edmondson, former Senator Albert Guillory there. We're going to be honoring the man who's fighting for the children of Louisiana and working to ban critical race theory. He's also joined our team, so we welcome him in joining our team. On our team, we have U.S. Olympic medalist and author Claston Bernard, former Senator Albert Guillory, Dr. Robert Little, Dr. Woody Rice, Representative Kathy Edmondson, Representative Ray Gare Fellow, and the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. Our members are actively working with Dr. John Merrifield, author of School System Reform: How and Why is a Priceless Tale. Our goal is to bring Louisiana from number 50th in education to number one. Woohoo!
Was I supposed to say something?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe cheer a little. We're going to go.
Yay!
We're going to go from 50th to number one. And you heard it here first, right?
Right.
That's right, because we are 50th in education. We are 50th in economics. We are dead last in all states. And there's nowhere to go but up from here. So our team is going to be working with a few representatives. We're, right now, Dr. John and I are putting a bill together, and we're going to present it to our representatives so that for the next session, they can present it and get this bill going so we can work on school reform, school system reform. So please, again, go and look at How and Why a Priceless Tale, a School System Reform by Dr. John Merrifield. Go to objectivepolicyassessment.org. Objectivepolicyassessment.org. All right, Dave, did you give us our COVID stats and where we are with things?
Well, I mentioned a few minutes ago that nationwide, the number of COVID positive tests, not even deaths, just positive tests, has dropped from a high in January of, I think it was 291,000 per day, the seven-day average, of about 291,000 per day. That's January 9th. Now it's down around 11,000 per day, which is a 95-point-some% decrease. Okay, the positive tests in Louisiana are down to somewhere in the neighborhood of 200, and this is out of 4.6 million people. The deaths in Louisiana, on average, now, apart from COVID, on average, about 133 people die every day in Louisiana. Well, the number of that that's attributed to COVID right now is 3.8 out of 133. And then in Orleans Parish, we're getting about maybe 12 or 13 positive tests a day out of 391,000 people. And about maybe one person will die every 5 days. And remember, 391,000 people, you're going to expect some deaths. Jefferson Parish has got a slightly higher rate. We're a little bit bigger parish, so we're about 434,000. And Jefferson Parish does have a lot of the hospitals where people go when they get sick and die. So things are pretty well leveled off.
All right, well, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break. Thank you. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
The government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. For officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Peek into Brennan's, the Grand Dame restaurant on historic Royal Street in the French Quarter, to find The Roost, a quintessential and elegant southern bar overlooking a lush courtyard that welcomes all to partake in the merriment of New Orleans. The amusing aviary-inspired bar is home not only to the most progressive wine and food experience in New Orleans, but also an innovative cocktail program of traditional classics with distinctly relevant twists by the hand of lead bartender Lou Brow. Pop in and celebrate at Brennan's, Roost Bar at any hour of the day. Your Caribbean milk punch awaits.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
I pledge allegiance to this flag.
All right, well, welcome back. This is Huck.
And Dave.
And we are Liberty or Lockdown. All right, we're going to take a caller real quick. Matthew, we have Matthew on the line. How are you today, Matthew?
I'm doing well, and I'm feeling greatly blessed.
Amen.
Every time I get off the 310 onto the I-10 and then able to get off on Loyola and then still alive, I'm like, thank you, God.
Oh.
Probably a little bit more dangerous than COVID. Okay, the Delta variant, which they're trying to scare the bejabbers out of us, turns out to be largely not deadly. I'm going to send you all a video from Trial Site News. And the doctor who is interviewed is like, just pro-vaccinate everything, you know.
Yeah.
Pro-vaccinate your kid, pro-vaccinate your squirrels in your backyard, pro-vaccinate your cat. I mean, just vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. But she does go through the numbers, and it turns out largely not the thing that the news media is trying to hype it up to be.
Right.
Not like.
That's right.
What's amazing to me, though, is the news media that's allegedly supposed to be on our side, Fox News Radio, is treating this thing like it's Captain Trips. You know, it's like a single virion of the Delta variant. Well, you're dead. You're just gone. There's no chance. Oh, it's a treatable disease.
Bubonic plague, huh?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Ivermectin works on the Delta variant as well, variant as well as, you know, the more expensive and pharma approved Regeneron.
Yeah. Well, Matthew, thank you so much. I always love to hear your voice, and I really appreciate it. You're a great caller. We love you here at Liberty or Lockdown.
And speak.
Well, I love the information y'all bring. You'll do a great and tremendous public service by
Wonderful.
Bringing the numbers.
Yeah, that's important, right? And we want to do away with the fake news and try and bring some new news. So listen in. We have a great caller. Thank you so much, Matthew. I want to bring in, I know you wanted to mention something about cats.
Yeah, Matthew just mentioned about vaccinating various things, including cats. I read the other day, this is incredible. Somebody in, I think, France said that they had done a test on a cat and it was positive, so they want to vaccinate every cat in France. Well, first, why would you test cats? Cats don't get COVID. Why would you give a COVID test to a cat? And so anyway, they want to vaccinate every cat in the entire country because somebody said their cat was positive. Okay.
Yeah, and then when all the cats die, they're going to know it was COVID. So they're not so intelligent. Plan is going to backfire on them in the long run. Okay. All right. Well, we have a gentleman by the name of Selwyn Duke. He is from New York. And I was reading some of his articles and I found him to be very, very informative. And I enjoy reading what he has to say. So I invited him in. And so we want to welcome him right now. Selwyn, are you on the line?
I certainly am, Martha, and it's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. I know. I'm really excited. We've talked about morality a lot on this show with Dr. Little, one of our callers, one of our dear friends, and I really appreciate giving you an open mic because we have so much to talk about. Morality crisis in the USA. I think we have a morality crisis. Would you agree with that?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we've had that for a very long time. I remember Alan Keyes, if you know who he is.
I voted for him.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful man. I've spoken to him on the phone. One of the best speakers of our time. Well, he said many years ago, we have a moral crisis. That's what plagues us. And you can see it all around us. It's been afoot for a very long time. Like I said, you were talking before about critical race theory. That's an example of it. That is a completely immoral teaching method or a teaching a curriculum that is being visited upon the children. Completely immoral. And I can get into this later, but one reason why it's immoral is that it actually tells black kids that virtue is vice. It actually does that. But we see this moral crisis in so many ways. We see it with the so-called transgender agenda, and of course that's a misnomer because you can't really change your gender. In fact, only words are supposed to have gender, not humans, actually. Humans have sex, the quality of sex. But anyway, as in being male or female, I mean. Anyway, we see it there where people want to put boys and girls restrooms and locker rooms or boys and girls sports. We see it when they want to push abortion, even up until the point of birth, as it is in my state of New York, which is just absolutely unbelievable. We just see it in so many ways, this moral crisis. And the problem is that we don't really address it properly. You know, too many people talk about the moral crisis, but they don't provide the solution. And the solution is very, very simple. Now, what comes to mind here when I discuss this is, you know, there was a philosopher named G.K. Chesterton. I often cite him in print. I've probably quoted him more than anyone else. Died in 1936. Brilliant man. Brilliant man. And also a man of faith. Believed in God, believed in Jesus, and a very jovial, happy man. He was probably, when he was alive, a living saint. But it's very interesting because as I understand the story, when many years ago, he and some other writers were recruited to write essays about what was wrong with the world. And supposedly his essay contained only one word. You know what that was? It was me. Me. Okay, now again, this man was probably a living saint. You know, he wasn't someone who had a very checkered past, but why did he say that? Because he understood that by virtue of the fact that we're all sinners, only God is perfect, we're all to some degree responsible for what's wrong with the world. And my point is that, you know, this is a journey like anything else, becoming a better person, growing closer to God. It's just like if you're an aspiring golfer or musician, you always want to get better. You're always striving for perfection, even though you know you can never achieve it in this world. And this is the same thing. So we all need to look at ourselves, first of all, because, yes, the left is a huge problem in this country. I mean, the left is bringing us down. The left is taking control. But we have to remember that many people who call themselves conservatives are following the left's lead to some degree. You know, one thing Chesterton said that was very profound, he said, the business of progressives is to go on making mistakes. The business of the conservatives is to make sure mistakes aren't corrected. Mm-hmm. Now, what's a good example of that? Well, just take so-called homosexual
Selwyn,
marriage,
do me
right?
a favor. Hold that yeah. thought because we're going to take right. a quick break and we're going to come right back where you left off at, okay? This is Huck and Dave, with Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please Call your legislator today and raise some sand.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
You gotta fight for liberty. I'm Bill Juneau. Join me on my new radio show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. On November 13th, St. Tammany voters will have the opportunity to decide whether they want a casino to be built on the water near Slidell. This comes after the parish council approved the vote 8-6 last night. Councilman Jay Carey says he voted no because instead of making it a parish-wide vote on gambling legalization, it just restricts the legalization to one facility.
A lot of us on the eastern part of the parish just thought that just didn't strike us as what we thought was going to happen.
And college student athletes wasted no time taking advantage of today's NCAA rule change, allowing them to receive endorsement deals and other compensation. Three LSU football players and the Cajuns quarterback all announced deals today. Charles Hanegriff with Matchpoint says stars with big social media followings will be cashing in.
So not just anybody can go out there and garner half a million views on something or, you know, amass a million social media followers. The craft has to come first.
Louisiana Radio Network.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I was in here about a month ago, and I asked about a really quick and easy game to play from the lottery.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We talked about...
Shh! I can't take that lightning crash noise again.
You mean when I say, fast play?
Okay, that is what I'm talking about.
Yep, fast play is a new fast way to play. You can choose $1 money, 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 $2 fire and dice, $3 bingo, $5 fabulous five, or $10 $50,000 roulette, where the top prize is $50,000.
So no more lightning and thunder sounds when I want fast play.
Nah, you're good. It's simple and easy. Just pick your fast play game, ask for your ticket, and see if you've won. It's just that fast.
That is fast. I feel better now. Thanks.
Fast Play is here. Win up to $50,000. Just pick your game and see if you've won. Fast Play from the lottery. It's fun in a flash. Must be 21 to
participate. Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Chris Halton joins us at the Center for Security Policy. The co-founder of Every Black Life Matters, Neil Maiman, checks in with us, and we'll visit with Donna Carol Voss, Ringside All-Star. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks. All during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When severe weather causes telecom network outages, the FCC recommends that you call 911 only when necessary and limit non-emergency calls. Avoid repetitive redialing to minimize network congestion. Try texting if a call doesn't go through. Conserve cell phone power and turn off your phone when not in use. If evacuated, forward landline calls to your cell phone and use your outgoing message to update your status. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Our guest, Selwyn, is written for The Hill. He's an observer, the American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print online publications. Mr. Duke has appeared on television and is a frequent guest on radio as well. Sir, Mr. Selwyn, are you there? All right, so we were talking about morality, and is there a crisis in the United States, a morality crisis? Selwyn, are you there?
Hope we didn't lose him.
Can you hear me? I am.
All right,
okay.
I got you.
I apologize. That was on my end. You're not going to get rid of me that easily.
Awesome. All right, so let's pick up on where we left off.
Yep, I was talking about how too often conservatives are the caboose to the liberals' engine or locomotive of change. And I mentioned, for instance, so-called homosexual marriage. When it was voted on in many, many states in the earlier 2000s, the people always voted it down. They voted that the government should not recognize it. Then the Supreme Court in Obergefell v. Hodges in 2015 unconstitutionally said that the states must recognize it. But now, most recently, when I heard about a poll, I heard that 50% of conservatives had no problem with it. And that's a good example, just one, of what I'm talking about. Now, we were talking about this moral crisis, and this really does matter for a simple reason. The great Anglo-Irish philosopher Edmund Burke once said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters." And great thinkers all throughout the ages have echoed that sentiment. Many of our founding fathers said the same thing in different words. As I put it, we talk a lot about maga, but if we want to maga, we have to mama. In other words, that means if we want to make America great again, we have to make America moral again first. Yeah. That's a prerequisite for it. Now, how do you do that, though? Okay, well, we have been undergoing a process of demoralization, as the Soviet defector Yuri Bezmenov put it many years ago. Now, demoralization in this sense does not mean undermining the spirit of, but rather undermining the morality of. Yeah. Okay, now, what is the solution? Oh, let me say here that many, many decades ago, communist activist Willy Munzenberg, this is apropos to mention, said, "We're going to make the West so rotten it stinks." That's what he said, and they have achieved that. Most of this is done by Americans and to Americans, but they've achieved that. Okay, so if you've been suffering or undergoing the process of demoralization, the solution is moralization. But what does that mean? Well, if you want to improve your morality, if morality came in a jar, what would be on the ingredients label? Well, virtues would be charity, chastity, diligence, hope, faith, love, courage. There are many, many of them. They started to be defined thousands of years ago by Aristotle, for instance, the ancient Greek philosopher, later on by the early Christian fathers. So we know what they are. And the founding fathers used to talk about virtue all the time. They emphasized that you cannot have a healthy, free, functioning republic unless there is virtue in the people. And this is important to understand because once you realize what I just articulated, everything becomes clear. Because it's like if you want to teach tennis to a child, what do? You find out what the principles of tennis are and you try to inculcate them in the child. Or if you want to teach him music, you find out what the principles of music are and you instill those. It's the same thing with morality. If you know the principles of morality, the virtues, then you can very easily, or not easily, but at least you can start modeling them for kids. You can try to inculcate kids with them. And when you devise curricula for schools, Martha and Dave, you know what it should consist of. You'll know that if it does not reflect the virtues, if it instead contradicts them, it should not exist. It's as simple as that. Or how about our own self-improvement? If we want to improve ourselves, again, we have to know what the principles of morality are. So we look at the virtues. We say, okay, how virtuous am I? And we try to improve ourselves. Now, I mentioned before how if curriculum does not reflect virtue, it shouldn't exist. And we were talking earlier about critical race theory. That is a perfect example of a vice-spreading curriculum. For instance, I said it hurts black kids because it tells them that virtue is vice. It absolutely does. If you look at this critical race theory training that we've seen in many parts of the country, it is actually espoused ideas such as diligence, industriousness is a white norm. Mm-hmm. Punctuality yeah. is a white norm. Future time orientation is a white norm, and other things as well that are either virtues, such as diligence, or byproducts or subcategories of virtues. Now, this is the most evil thing you could possibly do, because what they're telling black kids is, well, these qualities of successful people are, quote, white, and you should reject them. And as I've put it, I don't think that even the most clever Klansman would even have thought or could possibly have successfully convinced black people to try to view virtue as vice. It is absolutely unbelievable. And it's important to understand this because, you know, usually we understand that critical race theory is anti-white, very, very much so. That's
yes, it
obvious.
Is. Absolutely.
But it's not appreciated. Yeah, it's not appreciated how it hurts everyone.
That's
for
right.
For the aforementioned reason. Usually when people say, well, you know, it hurts black people too, they're just being politically correct. They're looking for a good way to criticize or to get people to reject critical race theory. No, this is actually true. This is actually what it does. It's not just anti-white. It doesn't just divide people. It also, again, is telling black people and Hispanic people, for that matter, that good is bad, that bad is good. I mean, here we are. It's like the Bible said, there will come a time when bad will become good,
yeah.
will be called good, I'm sorry, and good will be called bad. We're now living in that time, and this is a perfect example of it. But again, the way you counteract this is by understanding the virtues and applying them. And again, once you understand that, everything becomes clear. We'll no longer be wallowing in confusion, which we are right now in this society. I mean, you see even conservative people, they don't really know how to counteract properly what the left is pushing. You counteract vice with virtue. That's what you do.
I like that.
Yeah, I want to throw in an amen to what you're saying. I used to be a teacher, and it frustrated me so much. For a while, almost all of my students were black, and some of them didn't want to succeed in math class because they said, I don't want to act white. Oh, come on.
Oh, bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
How do you act white when you know math? How is math white?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I didn't know math had a color.
Yeah, but
yeah, really, I know.
Well, or race. I didn't even know math had a race. I mean, math is math. It's numerical numbers, right?
Yeah, right, right. I'm really glad, Dave, that you mentioned that because you jogged my memory. That's something I've mentioned in print. This absolutely reflects what educators used to combat decades ago because they would see in black areas lower achieving black kids criticizing their higher achieving peers
for
and
acting
trying to
stigmatize white.
Them, right, by accusing them of acting white.
Yep.
Okay? And educators black back then of all stripes didn't like that. Now that very attitude has the imprimatur of educational officials. It's unbelievable. That's essentially what they're telling these kids. If you embrace the qualities of successful people, if you embrace and try to cultivate these virtues in yourself, you are acting white. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And the way they insult them, I think, is by calling him an Uncle Tom when they don't realize that Uncle Tom would be a compliment.
That's right.
If you really look into that.
If you go back,
original novel, you would see that they're trying to insult him by calling that. But I mean, that's just how uninformative they are with all of that stuff.
And it's so racist to tell black people, well, you can't succeed. The deck's stacked against you and you're not good enough to succeed. It's like voter ID. Are we telling black people you're not smart enough to go out and get an ID?
Yeah, right. Well, here's a great example. We have Representative Ray Garofalo, who works on the who was on the Education Committee here in the House of Representatives in Louisiana, and he's a Republican. Then we have Clay Schexnider, who's the head of the House, right?
Yeah.
And he removes Ray Garofalo from the Education Committee because Ray put together a bill that would ban CRT, and the Black Caucus threatened to not support the head's tax bill that he was going through if he didn't remove Ray from the committee. So he removed Ray from the committee, Ray Garofalo from the committee. This is Clay Schexnider, who's a Republican as well, but he's acting like a rhino. Yes, total rhino. And then Stephanie Hilverty, I called her a rhino in a post, and that post went viral. And next thing you know, I'm a bigot and a racist, you know, for calling out two rhinos who they're not paying attention. Critical race theory is going to kill our children. They're going to kill each other. These are Republicans who are supposed to stand for, they're supposed to be helping our children's education.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is how you divide people. And it has to be understood that racial and ethnic strife has killed millions of people throughout history. I mean, you do not want to stoke the fires of it. And that's exactly what the left is doing. And this is so destructive because we live in a multiracial country. And there's
we're about to go on a commercial break. Right. We want to tell you thank you so much. I will have you call in another time. I have your contact. And the Lord bless you so much. We appreciate you, Selwyn. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is... Okay.
Brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Ask a Louisiana Lawyer, co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf, every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 a.m. from 1 to 2 p.m.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
I may never have met you. We don't go way back. Maybe we wouldn't even be friends if we did. But when you wear a mask, you have my respect. Because your mask doesn't protect you. It protects me. I wear my mask to protect you. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
All right, welcome back. This is Huck.
And Dave.
And Dave. And just because a Hollywood movie star, it sounded like Morgan Freeman, tells you to mask up, doesn't mean you have to mask up. I say use your common sense.
Yeah, you know, if you're at risk of getting some sort of disease, then certainly you take precautions. I've been vaccinated against yellow fever, typhoid, diphtheria, and so forth because I've gone to Asia and Africa. But I don't expect you to get vaccinated to go against those because you're not at risk.
I have too. I've been fully vaccinated, but that doesn't mean I'm going to run out and go get the COVID vaccine that's not been tested on humans and has killed every animal according to the tests that are available.
Especially since, I don't know if our listeners realize, your mother-in-law died after she got the
That's right. My mother-in-law took the vaccine January 21st, the Pfizer vaccine, and 9 days later she died from a heart attack. She had a blood clot. So we know personally it affected us. All right. We have a caller on the line by the name of Christopher Alexander. He's an attorney out of Baton Rouge, and he has joined our team to bring in a school system reform. But we are working together to fight critical race theory. Christopher Alexander, are you there? Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes. Are you there, Christopher?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
We can hear you now.
Thank you for being patient and holding on. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed listening to your last guest. Very insightful.
Yeah, he's something to go back to, too. I'm going to see if I have a link for us to follow him. And he was, I found him somewhere on social media somewhere. So, all right, tell us what's going on and how can be of assistance?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to give a little bit of insight today, Martha, into the critical race theory, but from a slightly different perspective. To the extent that our public schools and any public institution that we have, even in the halls of Congress and the state legislature, to the extent that they are teaching critical race theory, what they're failing to understand is that they're attacking the founding documents of the country. They are attacking the Constitution. They are attacking the Declaration of Independence, because the entire critical race theory is premised upon what I believe is a lie, that our founding documents and our founding fathers based their vision in racial animus, in racism, which is false. Our founding fathers were revolutionaries of their day, political revolutionaries, and our founding documents expressed revolutionary ideals, one in particular, which is that power does not emanate from a king or from a church or from any earthly institution. Power emanates from the individual. The individual is sovereign. The individual has intrinsic rights that are then voluntarily delegated to a government as long as the government protects the individual's liberty and freedom. Prior to our founding fathers, the prevailing view was a theory called the divine right of kings and the divine right of the church. They had the power that was divinely instituted to them, and they doled out that power according to their whim, but they were the source of it. So our founding fathers revolutionized that and said, no, that's not true. Every individual has intrinsic dignity and intrinsic sovereignty. It starts with God to the individual and then voluntarily delegated to the state. That was a revolutionary idea 300 years ago, never before expressed. And our founding fathers suffered. Many of them died and lost everything they had to urge and to codify that revolutionary principle. And Martin Luther King had deep reverence for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and our founding fathers for that very reason. He understood that they were revolutionaries. So the idea that critical race theory would be teaching our children in public schools that our founding fathers perpetuated a system of institutional racism is just a poisonous lie.
Yes, it is.
Our children should be taught that, yes, our founding fathers were imperfect men. They have to be evaluated and judged within the context of the time in which they lived, 300 years ago. I certainly hope that I'm not judged 300 years from now by by the dictates and the mores that exist 300 years from now. I mean, you have to judge them within their context. So we have to distinguish between their imperfections and the ideals that they advanced, which were revolutionary. Martin Luther King understood that without the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, there would not have been a moral or an intellectual or a political foundation for his great movement. There would have been no civil rights movement. There would have been no Selma. There would have been no Emancipation Proclamation. It was our founding fathers' vision that established the foundation for the ultimate inclusion of Black Americans in that promise. And he understood that. And so that's the way we should be approaching our children. And they should be taught to have reverence for our Declaration of Independence and for our Constitution, and not to hate those documents and not to disdain our founding fathers. So that is what that is, I believe, the foundation of critical race theory, is that our entire system is founded upon some racist idea, which is completely false. And I think it breeds mutual distrust among the races, division, and hostility that is very destructive. That is why I think critical race theory is at heart a poisonous doctrine.
I agree 100%. I know, Dave.
Yeah, could I throw something in here? In the Constitution, there's a section that says that slaves would only be counted as 3/5 of a person. That was not to approve slavery, that was to penalize slavery. Originally, the northern states generally didn't want slavery. The southern did. They had just beaten England in a war, and they said, England's coming back at us. Come on, we got to unite. So they reached a compromise. The southern guy said, we want slavery. Northern guy said, okay, but you're going to lose the number of votes if you do slavery. So it was a prelude to canceling slavery. It wasn't an approval of slavery.
That's exactly right, David. It was an advancement against what had come before, and people don't understand that. So there were only 1/5, but you're exactly right. Relative to what had come before, it was an advancement of human rights in the Constitution, and again, it progressed further. And Martin Luther King, you know, he called the Declaration of Independence a majestic document that should, by its own language, include all Americans, including Black Americans. Mm-hmm. So he built his movement on the promises of our founding documents. And so I think it's just very, very important that we remember that but for the courage of our founding fathers, who were revolutionaries in their day, political, moral, and intellectual, Martin Luther King would have had no foundation upon which to build his movement. And he himself said that and had great reverence for our founding fathers. And that should be taught in our public schools.
And if we have our way, we're going to have a school reform system here within the next couple of years, or maybe within the year. And I'm glad to have you on our team with that. We'll be working with Representative Kathy Edmondson. I know real quick that we need a veto override session. So call your House of Representatives and your senators and tell them to get together and let's have that override session. Thank you so much for calling in. Christopher, we appreciate you. You are a blessing, and we appreciate all of the information you just shared with us. The Lord bless you.
We appreciate our listeners.
We appreciate our listeners. The Lord bless y'all. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the Pledge of Allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says,
chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, Nova Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Live from the Funky Uncle. Live from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge on July 7th, it's the Bucktown All-Stars, and on July 14th, the James Booker Tribute. For more information on how you can support Live from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live, and of course, follow us on social media.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirits Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.